year of increase from seed to harvest. The journey from seed to harvest teaches us something. It teaches us patience, resilience, and then all of a sudden you reap the beauty of growth. Imagine that. Just like seeds need time to nourish, so our dreams, our goals, requires time. Are you with me? Oftentimes between reaping and sowing, we give up. We feel as if, man, I've done enough. Or I've been trying real hard, but yet I don't see any results. It's important to understand that no matter how long it takes, you never stop sowing because you never know when God will give you increase. Sowing is just that. You sow a thought, you reap an action. Correct? And oftentimes we don't look at it like that. You start thinking about something and then all of a sudden you start acting it out. And that could be instantaneously or it could be delayed. And so oftentimes we want quick results. But if you're going to live a life of stability, a life of success, a life of increase, you have to remember it is not an overnight thing. Oftentimes, we say, I want to change, and we get excited about change. And 3 weeks later, we're giving up. New Year's resolutions. This is what week? Second week of the month? Oh, yeah, we're still going to the gym. But got by another good 3-4 weeks left. And then you're going to miss one day. Then you're going to miss, you're going to get back on track, and then you're going to, come on, help me some. See, we're creatures of what? Habits. And what we have to realize is that sowing and reaping is not this mystical, magical thing that you do, and then all of a sudden your life has just changed. Now, if you want real blessings, listen, before Isaac got to become a very wealthy man, he had trials. He had troubles. Watch this. He had terrible loss. He had temptation. He had weakness. Watch this. The famine came. I told you last week. God told him to stay in the place. Imagine this. Watch what I'm saying to you. God is telling him to stay in a place that can't produce something and look at the results. Stay where I put you. It may not look the way you want it to look. It may not sound the way you want it to sound. Listen, but here's the thing you need to know, that where you are is where I want you. And how many know that God can take nothing and make it into something? He took the nothingness of this earth, formless and void. And he said, let there be. Come on, help me, somebody. He separated the earth from the waters. He gave this world what it needs to be sustained so that you and I can live on earth. See, I believe the problem is the problem. Sometimes we make the problem the problem. But we don't realize that the toughest places in life are the most, can become the most fruitful places in life. Oh, I wish I had somebody. He's facing trials. It's a famine. God says, stay. I don't know about you, but sometimes the things that God is telling me to do, it doesn't make sense. It just does not make sense. And you're saying to yourself, I'm trying. Come on, help me, somebody. I'm trying to do my best, but it seems as if, hey, then Isaac goes and lies about his wife, Rebekah. See, you know what? This is the man that became wealthy, not because he was a good man, but because of who he was. Watch where I'm going with this. I'm coming. I got 27 minutes and 28 seconds to do it. Watch this. Watch this. Isaac lied about his relationship with Rebekah. You know what that helps us with? To show us that there's not a perfect person on this earth. Even the people in the Bible got problems. So let me help you with something. Stop trying to be so perfect. And realize this, that we all mess up sometimes. But God can take our mess ups. And he could make us over again. And we can learn from it. It's right after, if you look at it, it's right after he lied, came his blessings. It's right after he lived that in deception, he comes now in the same land. Now, but you know what that tells me about Isaac, right? The reason he lied, that's a generational curse that was passed down. You understand? But watch this. I call it generational consequence. Because in Christ, we're no longer cursed. Now, you may pick up some bad habits from what you saw your mama and daddy did, but here's the thing. You are no longer cursed. Are you with me? Stop believing that lie. You are a child of God. A descendant of Abraham. You're blessed. But you got to believe that. Watch this. Watch this. Watch this. Watch this. The Bible says that now Isaac sowed. Interesting thing to me. See, sometimes we look at our lives and we think we can't do better because we're limited, because we don't have what we need right now. I always say this to people, like, stop telling me like things that you need and just do it. Like, all the rest of that stuff will come later. Get your skills going and then you'll pay the bills. But here's the thing, oftentimes we hesitate because we think we need a business plan. So we go out and we get the DBA. You know what I mean? DBA office gets rich, millions of dollars. People who start stuff and never finish. Lord, I'm talking to somebody. All I'm saying to you is this, that don't always look at your situation and think you can't do it because you feel like you don't have what you need. Here's what Isaac had. He had a seed. Lord have mercy. So if I were to say to you today, what's my first point today about a year of increase from seed to harvest, I would say this: don't forget to sow your seeds by faith in the year of increase. This is key to everything. And when I say seeds, I'm not talking about money. I'm talking a little bit about money, but it's not really about money. It's whatever you're trying to do. It's whatever you're trying to do in life. It's whatever you're trying to accomplish in life. Listen, you cannot say that you want to do something better with your life when you are not sowing any seeds to getting better. Last week I had my coaching launch for people who want life coaching. People came on, some wanted it, some don't. But the point is, they're willing to sow the seed by faith to get the tools they need to live victoriously. Do I have anybody? And so I'm asking you today, what faith do you have? And when you have to have faith when you're facing a famine. And sometimes you don't understand, but God put it on your heart. Lord will put it on your heart. Sow a seed. But when you sow that seed, make sure that the seed is sown by faith. God, when I sow this seed, I believe by faith that increase is going to come. Isaac did not know what was going to happen. But here's the interesting fact. Here's the facts. You ready? How do you sow the famine? You ain't got no water. Come on, help me, somebody. So it was his faith. When he released the seed, he wasn't worried about all the other particulars. He trusted God that, God, when I sow this seed, you will provide the rain. You will provide the sunlight. You will nurture the land. You will nurture the soil so that what it needs to grow, it will grow. I'm trying to ask you, what are you dreaming about doing? What do you really want to do with your life? Come on and help me, somebody. Whatever you want to do with your life, you got to do it by faith. I see people hesitate all the time. Oh, well, I'm going to check out the church. Maybe the church be for me. Maybe it's not. You don't have faith. You're coming. You're dating God, but you don't want to get involved with God. And until you do it by faith, it will not grow. Let's talk about it. How does something grow in a famine? Tell your neighbor, faith. That's the only explanation I got. Tell your neighbor, by faith. I'm going to say it one more time. By faith. He sowed, but watch this. He didn't nurture the seed. He didn't water the seed. Oh, come on. All he had was the seed. God has put something inside of you that all you got to do is release it by faith. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and God will do the rest for your life. Are you with me? Don't just show up. Show up to look at your seed. Come on and help me, somebody. And watch God start blossoming things in the other areas of your life because you're making sure that the kingdom of God is taken care of. Watch this. Watch what the text says. The text says, and Isaac sowed. Ready? In that land. Second thing is, you got to sow it by faith, but don't ever lose faith in the year of increase. Now, the reason I say the year of increase is because you have to declare to yourself today that this is my year of increase. I'm going to say it one more time. That's sowing the seed. I want you to sow the seed. This is my year of increase. Come on, you got to say it and believe it. This is my year of increase. Now look, it may look terrible, but tell your neighbors a year of increase. The climate may not be right. We're getting ready for a freeze, but it's a year of increase. Stuff may look weird right now, but it's a year of increase. God will give you the things you need in this year of increase. All you got to do is don't lose faith. Sometimes we release by faith, and watch this. Man, I got to pay that. How am I going to pay rent? You sowed and then you killed it right after. And that's why some of us are still waiting. Because we tried it and we didn't see anything happen, so we just stopped. But God says your faith is linked to the seed. How did Isaac reap in the same year? Let's look at it. Text says he reaped in the same year. The word here is a verb. It employs both an active and a passive sense. He was reaping, but God was supplying. Come on, help me, somebody. In other words, what I'm trying to say to you is that God can do the impossible. So the text says that he reaped in the same year. Wait a minute. What year was this? What year was this? Go to verse 1. Let's go to verse 1. I got to show it to you. Some of you missed last week. Look at verse 1. What does it say? Now there was a what? A what? And what? Besides the what? So Isaac went to what? Gerar, to Abimelech, king of the Philistines. But if you go back to verse 12, it is in the same what? Year. Come on, help me, somebody. I'm trying to help somebody. You know what I learned about this? You know what I'm learning? Here's what I'm learning. I got to stop looking outwardly at the circumstances and stuff that's going on in my life. And watch this. And because doubt will set in after you declare out your mouth, it's a year of increase. Satan will get you to look at stuff around you, right? Watch this, stuff going to start breaking. Stuff, you say, hold on a minute. Is it really a year of increase? Seems like I'm putting out more than I'm taking in. Hold on a minute, God. Don't let that move you. If you have sown in faith and you continue to what? Have faith. What's the next point? What's the next point? Uh-oh. Don't what? When? Oh, somebody here, boy. That went over your head right there. Watch this, watch this, watch this. Don't ever doubt when you're going to reap. God, I'm sowing, and I'm going to get this year. This is my year. I'm upgrading my life. I'm not upgrading my phone. I'm upgrading my life. I'm going to share with you right quick. I'm upgrading my life. Yes, I'm going to buy me a house. Yeah, I'm going to get me a brand new car. Come on, help me, somebody. Listen to me real good, because what's about to come is going to position me where I'm going to be the lender and not the borrower. I'm going to be the head and not the tail. Oh, yeah, baby. I'm going to have enough to do that and then some. But you can't doubt. Some of us doubt right away. Watch this. We It's like doubt is our passenger. What is faith? The evidence of what? The what? Y'all so smart. Let's see if we can rewind that in unison. Faith is the evidence of things what? Stop. Jesus says when you pray and you ask, watch this, believe that you have already, what you call that? What you call that? Faith. That's faith. That is what you call faith. So you watch this. So prayer along with faith is what produces increase. I'm asking God for something, and just because I don't see it doesn't mean I can't receive it. And then sometimes, if you really look at what you're asking for, it doesn't align with what he has for you right now. So back the trade up and say, God, okay, all right, hold on. What do I need, really? What do I really need, God? Give me the faith. Give me wisdom. Give me understanding. Give me what I need. Listen, let me see my life in your picture frame. In your picture frame, God, let me see my life in that picture frame. And then allow me now to achieve those things that will bring me to the place where I bring glory to you. God wants glory from us. Simple glory. Isaac reaped, the Bible says, in the same year. Watch the verse, the same verse. Watch the verse. How much fold? You know, I used to hear this. I'd be like, wait a minute. Okay. All right. All right. See, this is why. This basket is real important to a worship service. So now look. How many want millions? How many want billions? Who want to be in the B club? Who want thousands? Y'all so spiritual. I just spiritual people, man. I'm so spiritual. I don't want nothing. I'm good. God is good. I'm breathing. You're going to keep on breathing. Keep smoking. Keep on. So Isaac, watch this. How did Isaac become wealthy? I knew this basket was going to have this in here. So there was a conversation between the dollar bill, the $5 bill, and the $20 bill, and the $100 bill. $100 bill said, man, I've been all over the world. I done traveled. I done seen stuff. $50 bill said, I've been to the strip club. I've been everywhere. $5 bill said, shoot. $10 bill said, $20 bill said, I've been there too. $10 bill say, yeah. $5 bill say, yeah, me too. He said, well, where you been, dollar bill? Church. All I do is go to church. All I do is church. Church, church, church. Church. But when I leave church, I'm going to Timmy Chan's. I'm going to TP. I'm going to Gracie's. Grace is expensive, especially that cornbread. That's good cornbread. That cornbread good. But you can't get no cornbread for this. Here's what the Lord showed me. Isaac didn't have just one seed. Isaac could have held on to the seeds because it's a harvest. You get where I'm going with this? But he didn't do that. He released all of it. And he got 100-fold. Watch. So today you came and you sold your dollar bill. God bless you. We sure appreciate you. All of that. What are you gonna get back on it? What's a hundred times to a dollar? How much that? How much you gonna get back? How much? Oh, $100, right? Now pay attention, right? God gonna give back this dollar 100 times. But what if you would have sown 1,000? What if you would have taken out the 20 you got tucked between the 5? See, this is it right here. This is called the principle of what? Sowing and reaping. Without me sounding like a prosperity preacher. You get what I'm saying? Watch this. Isaac, you don't become very rich. Richer. And then wealthy off of one seed. Because one seed can only produce one plant. Whoa. So what did he do? He sowed. I'm not sure if he sowed all of it, but he sowed a lot. And sometimes we're thinking, I can't do that because of this. We need $25 for the shed. We need $25 for that. We need $25. We need $25 for a scholarship. Oh yeah, you need $15 for a book. Watch this. And we're thinking, oh, it's so much. Oh. But when you go to Grace's, back to Grace's. I'm back there. Hopefully it'll blow up on TikTok and she get a whole lot of people show up. But watch this. Watch this, though. But whatever you sow, gonna get it back. Watch this. Not later. In the same year. Ooh, let me help somebody with something. You ready? You have to be careful where you sow. But in a famine, it's hard to tell where. But you sow where God has placed you. So watch this. Imagine 100-fold. Watch this. What if he would have just sown one seed? All he would have gotten was 100 more trees. And it would have taken him longer to become prosperous. And some of you, I'm trying to tell you, it's time to level up. Right here. What you release from your hand must not be released without faith, and you must release it without doubt, but you got to believe that the moment you release it, it will grow. Now watch this. The text says, what was my point for that? I don't know. Oh. Oh, yeah. Dad is right there. Listen, what you have in your pockets, it's a trust thing between you and God. You can't say it's a year of increase, but you ain't sowing nothing, boo. You keep talking spiritual. Yeah, I'm praying a lot. But God says, don't doubt my ability. Somebody want to come and get that dollar back. I'm sorry, I'll give you five. You take, give me a dollar, I'll give you five. That's increase. I'm just saying, but watch this. I got 3 minutes, watch this. We doubt God's ability to give it back. But we do bad when we don't so. Wait a minute. And we complain. And God's like, listen, I bless you. You had a $3,000 check this week. And you're going to give me a dollar? I'm sorry, you're going to sow a dollar? I'm sorry, you're going to sow 50? Okay, I'm going to give you just that back. I'm going to give it to you 100-fold now. Because my ability to bless you isn't in question here. You know why I believe some of us are not living that life? Our mentality. We're afraid to do that next thing because you feel like when I release it, I ain't going to get it back. In other words, you're doubting God's what? Ooh. He says what? He reaped what? 100-fold in the same year. And the text says, and the Lord what? And the Lord what? Bless him. And where am I next? And it says, and the Lord what? Blessed him. What's my next point? You know what I love about my God? He knows my motives. Here's why I said that. You look at the next verse, he says, and the man became rich. Soon as you get it, you're gone. Soon as you get it, you start sliding back just a little bit. Then you start finding fault with the land. Then you start saying, oh, that ain't the place for me because, you know. Text says, what? Rich? Let's read it. And he became what? He became rich. And then he became, and continued to what? Grow what? So there are levels to this thing. Wait a minute. I think we found something. Rich. Richer. And then what do you do after you become richer? Now you're building wealth. Wait a minute. If you think this is something, Joseph was cold. When everything got gone, and guess what he started doing? He said, all right, y'all ain't got no more money? Bring me your property. Bring that property right there. Oh, y'all ain't got no money? Okay, y'all have ran out of property? I'll tell you what, okay, all right. Bring me your cattle. They start bringing the cattle because they needed food. Watch this. Watch this now. You got to catch this stuff, okay? Then he says, well, y'all ain't got no cattle. Y'all ain't got no land. What can y'all give me? Oh, be my slave. And that's how the credit people get you. Every time. I've been in business 23 years and I've never taken a business loan. Ever. If I don't have it, I ain't doing it. Because you're not going to own me. So the Bible talks about levels. Rich. Richer. Ooh, you got to catch this out. You got to catch this now. In the same year. Now, you know what kind of adjustments you got to make in life when you go from rich? How many want to go from rich to richer to wealthy? And I ain't talking about living in no gated community. I'm talking about you can be reached because you understood who blessed you. God's way of making you rich is different. You get wisdom. You get knowledge. You get understanding. Come on. You care about people. You help people. The kingdom is taken care of. And then guess what? You give it all and he give it back. Because when you're wealthy, you never run out. I'm going to say it one more time. You never run out. Yeah, we can pray together. Let's pray. Let's pray about it. We can pray about it all we want. But we got to start doing something about this stuff. Lord, give me wisdom. Make me rich in wisdom. Watch this. You become rich in wisdom. You can handle the wealth. You're not gonna squander it. You're gonna have it. It's gonna stretch out. You're looking at your check, you're strapped. Lord Jesus. You're strapped. But you're blessed. You're supposed to be blessed. God's saying you're going about it the wrong way. I was using an illustration in the class in our men's life group today. This week I had a client I had to get some stuff out to in Georgia. The job was difficult. It's real difficult. It consumed my time. I had to be in grief support group. I had to be ready for my leadership training. But this job is on me, right? And I got to get this out for the client. For a moment, I almost got consumed. Then the Lord said, shut it down. Walk away. Seek ye first the kingdom. Walked away, did what I had to do, came back, gone. Put God first. And all these things